Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final week of October 2025. Wow, how time flies. Happy Halloween to all. The Halloween parties for campers at Camp Courageous has not slowed down all month. Hundreds and hundreds of campers have enjoyed celebrating the season with us here at Camp Courageous. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. A big announcement will be made this coming Friday, Halloween, October 31st at 11 a.m. at the Durgan Pavilion here on the Camp Courageous grounds. We'll be announcing the new CEO. We invite staff, volunteers, friends of camp are all invited to attend this special time in the history of Camp Courageous. Once again, this coming Friday, live on Facebook at 11 a.m. at Durgan Pavilion at Camp Courageous, we'll be announcing the new CEO for Camp Courageous. As I mentioned earlier, October has been full of activities for the campers. The Haunted Trail was a huge success. We had costume contests. We had dances, all kinds of activities. We had the Galena Ghostbusters come down for last Friday and entertain everybody from the public. The zip line's been going steady. The entire camp is just full of activities during the past week. Camp's travel program had a super time, heading down to Iowa City for the big Penn State versus Iowa Hawkeyes game. They celebrated with lots of food and lots of cheering. And of course, Iowa won 25-24, which made it even a better day and a nice ride home. Camp Courageous has a new mascot. It's called Sunny, and if you'd like to volunteer and be part of our mascot, we would love to hear from you. You can contact Ashley here at Camp Courageous for more information. Camp Courageous is always hiring new staff, always looking for counselors, program specialists, activity specialists, the year-round. So if you're interested in making a difference in the lives of thousands of campers with disabilities, please contact us here at camp. Some of the positions include housing, room and board, and so we think it's the best deal around. We're looking at celebrating this coming Sunday with our friends at the Miracle League in the Cedar Rapids Marion area. At noon, they'll be celebrating at Veterans Center and giving out awards, and we appreciate them thinking of us to be a part of that. Our dear friends at Donutland in Cedar Rapids, we're in our final week in which they're doing a roundup and other fundraisers for Camp Courageous, and that's at 4307 Center Point Road, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. A big thank you to all of our friends there for the whole month of October. They've been raising money for the camp. Been having a lot of phone calls asking about the Camp Courageous Monticello Winter Sale. And that'll be starting November 3rd through March of 2026. All kinds of treasures to be found will be open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. here in the camp's main lodge. And for more information, you can go to our website at campcourageous.org or get a hold of Mackenzie Davis here at Camp Courageous. A big thank you to our dear friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauce. He had his wagon here in Monticello for a number of days last week. Everybody had a great time, a wonderful turnout, and a big thank you to Speed for doing that every year for Camp Courageous. He travels a long distance from Wall Lake to come to Camp Courageous to be a part of that. Stuff the Bus will be this coming Saturday, October 25th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It'll be located at the Monticello Fairway and also the Monticello Dollar Fresh. So we invite people to come out. There'll be folks out in front of the stores with flyers on things that we can use here at camp, and you might add an item or two to your grocery list. A big thank you to the Watts Group from Coralville. They've come out every year for years and years to volunteer a day or two or three, and they're helping us out throughout the year on a number of projects. We had a great group come out, and they planted over 100 trees and did a beautiful job here at Camp Courageous. We'll have more information next week about a University of Northern Iowa class that's raising money for the camp. Also, a big thank you to Dan Scanwich, who donated hamburger this past week. Hamburger is a pricey item right now, and a big thank you to Dan that does that for Camp Courageous every year. A reminder that the Manchester Garage Sale, our biggest fundraiser, is going strong at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, on Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers that work that, and a big thank you to all those people that bring things to them. It's that time of the year. Fruitcakes are back. The volunteers have been down baking them in the camp kitchen. We're out just starting to distribute those throughout Iowa for the most part. And you can go to our website at campcourageous.org, look under fundraisers and fruitcakes, and see the latest locations. We'll have those out in all the stores here in the next week. We try to have them out by November 1st. The need of the week is dish soap and glass cleaner. A couple items we can always use here at camp. A little smudge marks here and there. And also a lot of dishes are done. A couple of our dear friends have passed away this past week in the asset memorials. Go to Camp Courageous. Thomas Harold Stickney from Hiawatha passed away. The Stickney family has been involved with camp for decades. I remember going back to Stickney's restaurant in Marion and having many meetings when Camp Courageous was just starting out. Also, Stephen Michael passed away from Kelowna, and he asked that his memorials go to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend, especially with Halloween going on. Watch out for those little ghosts and goblins and witches out there. We hope you stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.